Infowars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, September the 6th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what happened in Washington yesterday. I think we need to coin a new term. Let's just call it McCainery. It's kind of like chicanery, except it's not just mischief. It is terrorism. It is regime change, overthrowing elected governments, doing whatever is necessary. No law will stand in their way, no constitution, and it doesn't matter whether it is foreign or domestic. That is what is really behind this sleeper cells awake, as the Washington Post puts it, behind this op-ed piece that showed up in the New York Times. Behind, you want to call it a sleeper cell, you want to call them cowards, you want to call them an unelected cabal, saboteurs, that's what a lot of people, adjectives people use. It was Drudge called them saboteurs, Glenn Greenwald called them an unelected cabal. That's what we have here, folks. And the fact that they would praise John McCain, that tells you everything you need to know. It is the establishment, both left and right, Democrat and Republican, as you saw at the John McCain funeral, all these people linked arm in arm, the phony opposition that we get at the elections, at the debates, these people all push for the same thing. You can say it's an American empire, but it really is a globalist empire. I don't see that John McCain was doing anything for America. He pursued his own objectives without being elected. Pursued his own foreign policy. He admitted 9 days before the inauguration of President Trump, yeah, I'm the one that brought this dirty dossier over, and I shopped it around in Washington until I could hand it over to the appropriate people. He admitted that he was at the center of that, along with Hillary Clinton and these other people. He has done all of the same things that Hillary Clinton has done. It's part of the eulogies for John McCain. The media in Egypt said he's done more to help the Muslim Brotherhood than President Erdogan of Turkey or anybody else. Maybe even more so than Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, whose mother was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood. You saw John McCain have his picture taken with terrorists. You saw John McCain have his picture taken with neo-Nazis. This is the person that this coward, this cabal, the saboteurs in the White House call the lodestar. Let me tell you why. He is a load, all right, a load of crap, a load of excrement. That's what John McCain is, truly, literally now. He's fertilizer. But there are people, as this letter reminds you, that still hold to his values, that still use his undermining techniques and tactics. That is what this is really about. So we're going to talk about who this really is that did this. And, of course, we're going to talk about what happened at the hearings yesterday, the social media hearings. The videos, we're going to show you a video from a different perspective. It's going to give you a little bit more context with this confrontation between Alex Jones and Marco Rubio. It's going to put it in more context than you typically get. For those of you who are morons in a hurry, you probably just saw some of the excerpts or the comments, the back and forth, taken out of context, and I think you really need to see this whole thing in context, and in context of what Marco Rubio said at the Senate hearings. So, you know, I think this is a positive thing that we have social media policing hate speech. That's where this is coming from. We got to only be worried if it's foreign governments who are censoring your speech. But American government, they can censor your speech, and they can call it hate speech. And we need to have that, says Marco Rubio. We're going to talk about that. We're going to show that. And then we have something else I think you're really going to find interesting. We have uncovered evidence of Russians being able to do time traveling. Yes, this has been verified by a UK investigation into the Skripal poisoning in Salisbury. Russians have now cracked the ability to do time traveling, according to the official story from the UK government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, September the 6th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the saboteur, the traitor, the unelected cabal, the John McCain supporter. Let's just put it that way, because that includes all of those things. The unelected cabal, because he carried on his own foreign policy, supporting terrorists everywhere, neo-Nazis everywhere. And now we got somebody who is carrying on their own foreign policy, and it is very telling. We're going to take a detailed look at this, and we're going to tell you who's behind this. Who's behind this McCainery? As I said at the top of the hour, I think we need to coin a new term, McCainery. Chicanery. In terms taken to the level where you overthrow governments, start wars, you have absolutely no rules. You don't care about laws, about moral principles, about ethics. You certainly don't care about the Constitution here in the United States. And you'll overthrow anybody that gets in your way, including the American president. And you'll overthrow the election here in America, just as the CIA and those who have worked with John McCain over the years have overthrown elections everywhere across the globe. You know, one of the reasons that we have the problems that we do in Iran right now is because we overthrew their Democrat elections, just as we've done many other elections where they had a left-leaning candidate that was elected. And to serve the corporations, the military industrial complex and others, we went in and overthrew that election. Did it work? Did we wind up with a liberty-loving, democratic regime? No. No, it always wound up with a situation where we've got an even more hardcore or a Muslim radical government like we do now in Iran, after we put in our puppet, the Shah, and trained him how to be brutal and ruthless and to torture people, the Savak. They were created and trained by the CIA, just like you've got ISIS and Al-Qaeda, created and trained by John McCain and these other people. Who are the ones? I'll give you a little bit of a tip here. We're going to explain why this is. The ones behind this treasonous letter, as President Trump called it, I think it really is an unelected cabal. They don't care what you vote for. They're going to pursue their empire, their global empire, and they will do whatever they want. They will overthrow any election, any government, including our own. And that's what's happening right now in Washington, the efforts to do this. And they're joined in this by the CIA media, the New York Times, Washington Post, Woodward and Bernstein, the people who have a history of doing this, and the FBI. Let's not forget their connections to Watergate. I despised Richard Nixon at the time. I wasn't sad to see him go. I didn't realize how this had been a coup when it happened. I was pretty young. I was busy with other things. Matter of fact, it happened. I was still in high school. Pretty young in high school. I wasn't paying that much attention to the details. I was just seeing the surface thing. But I saw what Richard Nixon did, and I despised Richard Nixon for the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, for the war on drugs that he had done. And I wasn't a drug user. I didn't even use alcohol. Still don't. I thought it was insane. I thought it was an overreach. The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, that was something that affected me. Believe me, it affected me big time. But I hated him for that. I hated him for the wage and price control stuff. Even though I was in high school, my family talked a lot about politics at the dinner table. And so we knew what was going on. The EPA, pandering to all the environmentalism nonsense that was there, knew how that was going to turn out. Yeah, there were pollution problems that needed to be cleaned up. That's not the responsibility of the federal government. And I could go on and on and on with Richard Nixon. And then I learned even more about Richard Nixon later on, and I despise him even more now. But what was done, and the way that it was done with Woodward and Bernstein and the FBI and the CIA and all these people inside, look, you can say that it was, what was his name, Gray or something, the guy that confessed to it was like number two of the FBI. He says, yeah, I was deep throat or whatever. I don't think, if you believe that, you believe anything these people tell you, you believe anything the FBI and the CIA tell you, I don't. You should question everything that they tell you. One guy comes out, finally says, oh, yeah, it was me. I was one. Well, I don't know if it was just one guy or if it was multiple people. I do know that Woodward and Bernstein have deep ties. When President Trump called him CIA Bob, that summed it all up. And it's not any surprise that this stuff is coming out there. So we're going to talk about that. But I want to go to the confrontation between Marco Rubio and Alex Jones, because I saw, before I was able to hear it, I saw some summaries of that. And I tell you, you have to really see this in context. So I want to play this for you, and I might interrupt it here. We're going to be interrupted by the break. But I want you to see this in context, both what happened before and especially what happened after Marco Rubio left. So here's this confrontation between Alex Jones and Marco Rubio, as Alex Jones was there for the social media hearings on Capitol Hill.
Here, big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people en masse.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. For them, sowing instability would be
but
supporting
he's okay.
democracy.
And
but the Democrats are doing what you
got,
said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
But what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's no shadow banning of members of Congress.
You concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatformed him.
Concerned about bias in social media.
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. Look,
it's happening here. It's happening here, but you say I don't exist.
We talk about conservatives.
Is that a heckler out of price gamble?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist.
You're not familiar with
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't know your website.
Sure. And they demonize me and these
hold it right there. Hold it right there. Okay? He's avoiding Alex Jones, but he's really avoiding the elephant in the room, which is not Alex Jones. It's the fact that Alex Jones and InfoWars was shut down. Now, this is a guy who supposedly is going to be there on Capitol Hill taking a look at social media bias. And he absolutely wants us to believe that he doesn't know anything about Alex Jones, doesn't know anything about your website, as he said. Oh, well, why did he say I don't go to your website if he doesn't know anything about Alex Jones? That was a tell right there, number one, that he's lying. If he wasn't lying, how unbelievably incompetent and out of touch this guy is. He's going to be there at the hearing, and he has absolutely no idea of what has been going on with social media censorship if he doesn't know anything about Alex Jones. Like it or not, whether you agree with Alex Jones or not, this has been the top news story for the last couple of weeks. Everybody has been talking about it. Doesn't he even watch Fox News or Rush Limbaugh? Everybody has been talking about taking off InfoWars. When you take off a major news organization, purge them from the internet, that's a big deal. The president has been talking about it. So Marco Rubio wants us to believe that he doesn't know who Alex Jones is. He doesn't go to Alex Jones' website if he doesn't know who Alex Jones is. How does he know that this guy isn't just some crank coming up here talking to him? It's like, oh, I don't know you. I don't know your website, InfoWars. What an unbelievable liar. The only thing worse than this would be if he was telling the truth and going to this committee hearing, not knowing and not caring about what has happened in the last month. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. For the last month, the top news story, when you want to talk about social media censorship, which is what he's there to talk about, what he's having a press gaggle about, and he's supposed to not know anything about InfoWars or Alex Jones? How pathetic this liar is. And what is even more pathetic is what you see him saying. We're going to play the rest of that clip when we come back. We didn't have enough time for it. But what is even more pathetic is what Marco Rubio said in the hearing, that policing of hate speech is a positive thing. Well, maybe Marco, little Marco, little Marco needs to describe what hate speech is. That's one of the big elephants in the room, that there is no definition of what hate speech is. And yet he wants social media to shut it down. It's only bad if it's done by foreign governments. He wants them to do it on behalf of American governments. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
context of the confrontation that Alex Jones had with Little Marco before the Senate hearings. And then we're going to take a look at what Little Marco had to say at the Senate hearings, which is really, really amazing. But it fits in the context of all this. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, don't forget we're going to reveal to you that the UK government has now discovered that Russians have been able to crack the secret of time travel. Yes, they have. And we have photographic evidence of Russians that have been able to appear simultaneously in two places at the same time. And we're going to show you that evidence later on in the show as it relates to the justification for going to war. Because this is the kind of chicanery we're always seeing from these people, the same people who are now behind the sleeper cells, the cowards, the traitors, the unelected cabal, the chicanery people. We'll call them the chicanery people because that is the hallmark of John McCain. And this op-ed piece on the New York Times shows you that the same bipartisan leadership that we've had, Republicans and Democrats at the top level, all holding hands and passing candy back and forth and celebrating John McCain, so happy that they can use McCain's funeral to criticize President Trump. And then they've got an op-ed piece. The same people have an op-ed piece, the New York Times, to do it. This is the kind of legacy of John McCain that is not going to die with him, unfortunately, because he was merely the figurehead of this kind of corruption that will overthrow governments everywhere, including our own, overthrow elections everywhere, including our own. This is the way the American establishment has been conducting itself. He is the perfect embodiment of the American establishment post-World War II. Unethical, unconstitutional, immoral. The end justifies the means. And their end is to have a global government with them at the top. But let's go back to this confrontation between Marco Rubio and Alex Jones. It turns out that Marco Rubio is one of the untouchables. I don't know if you know that or not. All Alex did is just reach over and tap him gently on the shoulder. And if you look at the transcripts from this, it sounds like Alex Jones had him by the arm or something. No, he just kind of patronizingly tapped little Marco on the shoulder, which is what he deserved to have after lying, saying, "I don't know who you are." As I said before the break, if he doesn't know who Alex Jones is and InfoWars, why is he even bothering to show up at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on social media censorship? That has been the top story of social media censorship for the last 1 month. Everybody has been talking about it, especially on conservative media, especially in the Republican Party. And Marco Rubio wants us to believe that he is that out of touch. Well, if he really is that out of touch, then stay home and read up before you come in to work and do a little bit of research. No, he's just simply a liar. So let's go back to the point at which he says, "I don't know you. I don't go to your website." He knows what's going on. Let's rewind that a little bit. We'll play the rest of this because I want you to hear what happens afterwards. And you don't see this on most of the clips, and you don't see it in the transcripts if you read an article about what happened. So here's the rest of this encounter between Little Marco and Alex Jones.
Yes. You're not familiar with
I just don't know who you are, man.
Sure. And they demonized me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb. Infowars.com, you know what it is.
Oh, well. Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you didn't get elected.
Just regulated life. Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio and the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, who are you, man?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God, I don't know.
You better hope you're going to be platforming. Tens of billions of views.
He has no idea.
Bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who
it is. The people they said. It's Infowars.
That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Here's the question.
Here's the question.
Social media platform platforms, Facebook,
there goes Rubio.
Do you believe that these platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer competition to take care of that. But obviously, we're going to watch closely to make sure that these tools that are being used, I mean, one thing is to say we're going to go after foreign interference.
But it's already going on here.
Another thing is
the Democrats are raping the Republicans.
Because at some point, someone
the Democrats
has to make a determination, what's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the United
States? Yeah, and that's happening here.
It's a very fine line, and that's something we need to be careful.
Let me address this whole thing. You know, we've talked about the idea that, oh, this is private, you know, private corporation and so forth. And we're going to have competition. Why didn't he say that to CNN? Why didn't Marco Rubio say that to CNN when they're demanding that we be taken off of social media? Why didn't Marco Rubio say that about competition? It is not competition. There's no more competition on social media anymore than there is competition on providing you electricity at home. Do you have multiple choices in terms of getting that? No, we have a public square. That was the phrase that was used over and over again by a global town square was the phrase that was used repeatedly by Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO. A global town square. It is a public space. We've had a judge tell President Trump that he cannot block people off of his personal Twitter account, not the POTUS account, but his personal Twitter account. And then they broadened it as a principle and said, and I'm not going to let other politicians do that either. Nevertheless, the CEO of Twitter can do that to everybody. Take you off of that public square, that global town square, for everybody. But the president can't do it just for his account. We're supposed to believe that there is competition here. Let me tell you something. As I've mentioned over and over again, and I'll say it one more time, these companies were assisted by the U.S. government, by DARPA, by the CIA. The CIA even went open with a venture capital firm called InQtel at the time that all of these internet companies were forming. They could see where this was going. They knew where it was going. DARPA was envisioned by the DARPA envisioned the internet, going back to J.C.R. Licklider, 1963, called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They knew exactly what it was. He was a psychologist who was going to be used as a tool of measuring and shaping public opinion. And as the hardware started falling into place in the late 90s, DARPA and the CIA got very active, creating their own venture capital firm, putting people on the boards of venture capital firms, making sure they got the right people in charge with the levers of the internet, and then inviting everybody in. Hey, come on in. It's all for free. It's all for free. Then shut the door on this ghetto, as Matt Drudge called it. Shut the door and turn on the gas. That is precisely what this is. All right, there's a little bit more of this that I didn't play for you, though. I want you to hear how this whole thing ends. It's very interesting, especially after Marco Rubio leaves, what happens there with that group of people. And you probably haven't seen that reported or heard that reported. And then it's also interesting to see how Marco Rubio conducted himself and the things that he said at the meeting. Because he goes to this meeting evidently not knowing what's going on, because he doesn't know anything about Alex Jones or InfoWars. But he's going to be at a meeting about social media censorship. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to finish up that clip. I want you to see what happens after that. And then we're going to talk about what happens not at that site, but what Marco Rubio actually did and other senators actually did when they had Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, what they were asking him to do. Which I find to be very un-American and in absolute opposition to free speech. They were pushing him for censorship. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Little Marco, who claims, as he's going to a hearing to talk about social media censorship, claims that he doesn't know anything about Alex Jones or InfoWars. As I said, if that were true, that would truly be scary. But there's actually something even more scary. That is that he is a liar, that he knows about social media censorship, and I'll tell you that they want it very badly. They want to control it. It's a new form of American exceptionalism, where they have an American exception to censorship, an American exception to the First Amendment that is supposed to prohibit that. As I've said from the very beginning, the forces behind this antisocial social media censorship is the American government. They are the iron fist. These CEOs that are out there, they're doing it. Yes, they're happy to do it because they don't like conservatives right now. But they're going to do whatever the American government wants to do, just like they do whatever the Chinese government wants to do. They have been specifically selected for this purpose by DARPA, by the CIA, by their venture capital firms that establish these people as the rulers of the Internet. They are compliant quislings in all of this, and it suits their purpose. They will do whatever these people want to do. You have to understand, it is the government that is behind this. This is not an issue of private or public. This is a public-private partnership, a PPP, just like they do for toll roads. This is a public-private partnership for censorship, for control of information. And they want to control the information that you see, that you hear, that you're able to pass along with comment. That's why it's not only a violation of freedom of the press. It is also a violation of freedom of the speech, your freedom of speech, your ability to pass information along. That's why this is so important. Yes, we can have a media organization. We have a presence, a large presence on radio, on television. We've got a lot of radio and TV stations that carry us. We always have. We've got a website as well. But the thing that really turned this election around, besides the fact that President Trump would speak directly to people using the social media stuff, the thing that really turned it around was your ability to pass what he had said along, to pass what we had said along, to combat the narrative that was being carefully constructed by the establishment media and the Washington establishment. Your ability to pass along criticism as well as things that you agreed with, that was vital to taking back your freedoms. And that's why they have to shut down social media. That's why social media is so important. When you hear stuff on broadcast, it's very important, but you can't always get your friends to listen to it on broadcast. That's why it's very important for you to be able to get those archives and say, listen to this after the fact, or to be able to pass it along on Facebook or on Twitter, to be able to find the archives on Google. One of the things that they really hated is the fact that you could go back and find what these politicians said 2 years ago. And see that they were saying something completely different 2 years ago. Google's going to take care of that because Google is not a search engine. Google is now being used to stop searches and to offer up different information than what you really want to see. It's being used to as a hide engine instead of a search engine. It's there to obscure stuff, to flush it down the memory hole. They don't want you to see my report on the Federal Reserve. Not at all. That was one of the things that they kept taking up, putting down for quite a while. Never gave me a strike on it. They just said, well, it's not going to be viewable in the United States. And then after a while, they put out, it was under fair use. It was valid for that report to be there. I took some excerpts from It's a Wonderful Life. I called it It's a Wonderful Lie. Did it at Christmas time because that's when they pushed that sham bit of legislation through for the Federal Reserve. And so I showed the parallels to that. And I took a few little clips, played them with commentary. I took them from the full movie that had been up on Google for years, available in the United States, and had nearly a million people watch it on Google. They'd never taken it down. But they had a problem with me cutting out a couple of about five minutes of excerpts that I cut out of that and commented on them a little bit at a time. They had a problem with that. They said, well, that violates copyright law. But the entire movie that had been watched by a million people that had been up there for years, that didn't violate copyright. Say, that's the way Google is operating. And now they've taken that and everything else that I've done off of YouTube. But let's go back to Marco Rubio. And let's finish up with this. And I want you to see what happens after Marco Rubio leaves. What happens to the people who are standing around there, what they say to Alex Jones. Let's go back to that tape.
At some point, someone
the Democrats are raping him.
What's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the United
States? Yeah, and that's happening here.
It's a fine line, and that's something we need to be careful about. We don't overreach in that direction.
But then he doesn't know about InfoWars being made. He doesn't know the top news story in the country.
About how they, not just how they apply that within the United States.
InfoWars
but they don't
bigger than ever.
Authoritarian regimes abroad to crack down on free speech. Because
I wonder why Rubio got so mad at me.
There's a balance between what is free speech and what people disagree on.
Poor Rubio.
Yeah, I got to go to the committee. You guys can talk to this clown.
Oh, yeah. Looks a little frat boy. So cool. Back to your bathhouse.
You guys can talk to this clown. And some of them do.
Compromise in the bathhouse.
Alex, listen to this.
There goes Rubio, little punk. Anyways, you gotta love. allowed people to turn authoritarian regimes.
Cameras, you have to step along to the
and
side.
And then they don't even
dial open. Please step along to the side. Keep the aisle open.
You just got into it with Senator Marco Rubio, former GOP presidential contender, actually Doug Colville, and you're here and you're speaking. I mean, this is America. So how is your speech being sent?
They're trying to block me from live streams. We have one more left on Twitter. They took down all the others that had millions of viewers, 20 million subscribers. They just took all that. Now they're lobbying in these very hearings to take me on final platforms. And then they bring us, quote, fake news on these things and claim anybody they disagree with is fake news.
Oh, okay. I want you guys to continue on with that to the end of the clip. You got more of that? Because I want the people to hear what happens after that. You have that clip? Anyway, what happens? Yeah, play that because I want you to hear after he says that, there's some lady in the back screaming, don't give him a platform. Shut him off. Which is exactly what Marco Rubio and the rest of these people are doing. Do you have that? Okay, play that.
Time. Oh, see, on the left.
Why are we giving this guy airtime?
It's like we do everyone.
Why are you giving this
what it's all about? The left doesn't
don't let him speak.
They're about deplatforming.
Don't do this.
Where's the Sobek? I don't want to see because he always knows where to go.
Don't give this guy airtime.
Anyways.
You hear that? That is what they do everywhere. That is what they're doing at the Kavanaugh hearing. That's what they do at every one of their so-called demonstrations. They are violent. They are censorious, if that's the word, if that's the right word. They want to censor everything that everybody has to say. They don't have anything to say. They want to shut you down. Don't listen to him. Don't give him airtime. Don't put him on. That was essentially what the Democrats were demanding. Democrat congressmen, Democrat senators were demanding months ago. And that's what they did. And now they've got the last place that Alex has a social media platform, that Twitter. They bring him in, browbeat him to do the same thing again. So let me tell you what little Marco had to say when he got to the hearing. He said policing of hate speech on social media is positive. That's a good thing. He doesn't define what hate speech is. As Breitbart says, he says, we've learned the hard way that social media, which was largely seen as a tool for incredible good, can be manipulated by bad actors to do harm, says Rubio. Let me tell you something. Rubio is a bad actor. He's not a senator who obeys the Constitution. He just merely plays one on television. He doesn't care about the First Amendment. He wants censorship. But he just says, don't let China censor people. Don't let Russia censor people. But we will tell you what to do. And he's not the only Republican senator who says that. It's not just the Democrats who are saying we need censorship. It's the Republicans as well. You better pay attention to this, Democrats, because they're not just coming for conservatives. They're coming for everybody's free speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What we're asking you to do, and I think what you've agreed to do, think about this. This is at the social media hearings. This is little Marco talking to Jack Dorsey and Facebook's COO, Sheryl Sandberg. And he says, what we're asking you to do and what you have agreed to do. When did they agree to do this? When did they have this agreement? Is to use the powers that you have within your platforms to crack down on certain users. Wow. That should be the headline story, shouldn't it? Isn't that the headline takeaway from social media? Breitbart got it. Reason got it. We need to understand that the censorship that everybody, oh, it's just private. No. It's the senators, Democrats and Republicans. What we are asking you to do and what you have agreed to do is to use the power that you have on your global platform to go after certain users. Ah, we have seen that, little Marco. That's maybe why he wanted to pretend he didn't know who Alex Jones is. Because wouldn't it be awkward for him to go in after talking to Alex Jones? He doesn't want to have that conversation about how he has asked Facebook and others to use the powers that they have to go after certain users. He doesn't want to go into the have that kind of conversation with Alex Jones, who has been the face of them using their powers of their platform to go after certain individuals. And on what basis? Well, little Marco is very clear about that. People who are hostile actors. Hostile actors. What does that mean? Hostile to what? Hostile maybe to Marco Rubio's political ambitions? Hostile maybe to Marco Rubio's political issues? What he wants to do? We opposed Marco Rubio as a candidate. We oppose the globalism and the wars that Marco Rubio and John McCain and others like that want to start throughout the world. We oppose them overthrowing regimes. Maybe that's what he's talking about when he talks about hostile actors. I don't think I've ever heard him criticize any real hostile actions by the U.S. government overthrowing the elections of other countries, overthrowing governments in other countries, creating chaos, creating terrorism in other countries, using them as bases for chaos and terrorism. I don't think he's ever used the term hostile actor in that context. No, hostile actor would be somebody who is hostile to his official government narrative. That's what he's upset about. That's what they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to hear somebody like me who's not going to believe everything that they say. That's what the internet was designed for. Every day I tell you that's what the internet was designed for. They want to control the narrative. They want to control the story. They will control the horizontal. They will control the vertical. We are now on the outer limits of democracy. You better understand where this all is coming from. This is a plan that has been unfolding for half a century. And they put all these actors in place 20 years ago. And now they're shutting the doors. You better understand where we are in this process. It's a very dangerous process. And so he goes on to find this. Hostile actors are people who are using disinformation or misinformation. You know, we don't want anybody pointing out that three steel and concrete buildings collapsed in their footprint after only two of them were hit by planes. And they did it within mere hours. They were designed to withstand that because that had already happened to the Empire State Building. And they changed the building codes for that. They don't want you questioning that. Why did the BBC announce that the third building, that it was never even hit by a plane, had collapsed? And you could see it over their shoulder. Don't talk about that. That's bad information. That's information that the sheeple shouldn't have. We don't want the Eloi getting that information. That is misinformation. No, their information is misinformation. And so when we point out the lies and the inconsistencies and the impossibilities of a government narrative, oh, they don't want that information out there. Or then he has the classic hate speech. Hate speech. Define hate speech for us, little Marco. Define that for us, please. For the purposes of sowing discord or interfering with our internal affairs. I'll just read you that whole phrase again. Marco Rubio says to Facebook and to Twitter, because Google was too powerful to show up, they're too big to fail, they're too big to jail, they're too big to assail, even by the senators and the congressmen. But they're just a private company, and they can do whatever they want, and we shouldn't have any government oversight of that whatsoever. The arrogance of Gulag. Anyway, so here's what Marco Rubio says in context, because I interrupted it. And just think about this now. I talked about all these different points. What we're asking you to do, Facebook and Twitter, and Google by implication, and I think what you've agreed to do, is to use the powers that you have within your platforms to crack down on certain users who are hostile actors or using disinformation or misinformation or hate speech for the purposes of sowing discord or interfering with our internal affairs. Isn't that amazing? He urged Sandberg and Dorsey, as Breitbart points out, not to treat other countries' demands for censorship as morally equivalent to the United States. When we ask you to do it, it's different. It's not censorship. Because we know that anything that Marco Rubio asks you to do would not be bad. Anything that Chuck Schumer or Barack Obama or John McCain would ask you to do is not bad. That's good. By definition, that's good. Reason had the same take on it. Reason says, senators want Facebook and Twitter to ignore the demands for authoritarian governments, except for our authoritarian government. Folks, if they're going to come in and tell you, as Marco Rubio did, we've learned the hard way that social media, which has largely been seen as a tool for incredible good, can be manipulated by bad actors to do harm. Let's understand that what he's talking about here is free speech, your free speech. So let's just substitute that for social media. We've learned the hard way that free speech, says Marco Rubio, we've learned the hard way that free speech, which was largely seen as a tool for incredible good, can be manipulated by bad actors to do harm. So let's stop that free speech stuff. Let's stop that right now. This is the antithesis of the distillation of what Voltaire said. And it wasn't exactly Voltaire's quote, but he said, I despise what you have to say, but I will fight to the death to support your right to say it. Words to that effect. It's not an exact quote. He never actually said that, but that's essentially what he was arguing for. Even though I may hate what you have to say. See, free speech doesn't mean that government or corporations get to decide what you have to say is good or bad. And if they say it's good, you can say it. And if they say that it's bad, you can't say it. That is not free speech. That is not a free press. That is not the First Amendment. And I have an even bigger problem with senators like Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton and these Democrats who've been doing this for a long time as well. But I have quotes from them. Because it's supposed to be the Republicans that were going to stand up for free speech, because it was Republicans right now that are being attacked. No, no, no. You don't understand. There is a deep state, and we're going to get to that in a minute. I meant to get to it this hour. The deep state that is taking on President Trump. That deep state is bipartisan. There's two wings on that bomber that is bombing our country as well as every other country they can find. And it's the Democrats as well as the Republicans. Now, they don't want you to have free speech. They don't want there to be a free discussion out there. And they don't agree to the First Amendment, as Reason was saying. Senate Intelligence Committee questions from congressmen who spent most of the hearing demanding that social media giants comply with the U.S. government dictates, while criticizing cooperation with other governments that they called authoritarian. The senators were particularly concerned about foreign interference in U.S. elections. You don't think that these senators are interfering with the U.S. elections? You don't think that when they shut down media organizations, when they shut down your ability to comment on what you see on CNN or what you see on InfoWars, you don't think that they're cutting down on your free speech is going to affect the elections? Of course it's going to affect the elections far more than some imaginary Russian interference that the best they could come up with was $100,000. That's trivial. That is trivial. That is a fraction of a fraction of 1% of what was spent on this election. Kamala Harris wanted to know exactly how much revenue Facebook had generated from the sale of illicit political ads. Oh, well, let's define that. Marco Rubio wanted a guarantee that the platform's commitments to free expression would not get in the way of preventing this kind of thing in the future. Yeah, so he said to Dorsey, you did say that you were a global town square, that Twitter was built on the core tenet of free expression. We learned the hard way that social media can be manipulated by bad actors to do harm. Free speech can. And we're asking you to do is to use the powers you have to crack down on these actors, he said. But they made it very clear that while they thought that they shouldn't do what China and Vietnam and Turkey and Russia have done, that they wanted them to fall in line and shut down anything that pushed back against what the U.S. government said. And, of course, let's include our head-chopping allies in Saudi Arabia, who have now said that they will throw people in jail for 5 years for satire. I guess that means now that the Onion and the Babylon Bee are now prohibited in Saudi Arabia.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Let me tell you something. Obama doesn't believe in free speech. He's going to be going to Denmark, and he's going to be paid quite a bit of money. It's not going to be a free speech. And he says that if the amount of money that this Danish university is paying him is publicly announced, he's not going to speak. He'll cancel. Don't you tell anybody how much money you're paying me. Well, they do know that there's going to be $117,000 paid by Danish taxpayers behind the event. We don't have any word on how much money is being spent by American taxpayers to fly him all over the world, because all of those expenses are picked up by you, the American taxpayer. For all these presidents who are part of the jet set, the massive, massive hotel bills for their entourage, for their bodyguards and so forth, the big planes that they travel around with, that is over and above the exorbitant amount of money that they make in retirement. And so he is saying what they're suggesting is that they think that he's going to get at least twice what they're paying for the support services of this event. And, oh, by the way, the university there is running a deficit. Oh, well, maybe that's what they want him to speak on. Could you please explain to us how, as a university, we can print more paper so we don't have to worry about that deficit that we're running? Maybe he'll explain to them how the Federal Reserve works, and they can just pretend that if they print more money, they can do a Venezuela on that. Or maybe they'll have Bernie Sanders go over there and lecture them how all this should all be free anyway, right? We'll just forgive all the... We won't even charge people tuition, because the colleges have been so good at educating our kids to become Marxists that we should just make it free and let everybody go and become a Marxist. I wouldn't let my kids go to college, even if it was free, especially if it was Harvard. I wouldn't let any of them go to that. Now, somebody else that doesn't believe in free speech, of course, is Pope Francis. He is calling for silence everywhere. Shut up. I don't want this information out. Same kind of thing, really, that we're seeing from Marco Rubio and Kamala Harris and Senator Cotton. Silence, he says. And this is a recurring theme for Pope Francis. He's just telling everybody, shut up. Let's not talk about this. I kept the lid on this thing for years, and now you guys are talking about this all over the place. Come on. He knew back in 2013, at least, that Cardinal McCarrick was a serial predator. But, of course, he got a papal indulgence for that because he was the biggest fundraiser in one of the wealthiest countries, our own, Washington, D.C. This was a guy who, perhaps because he was a sexual predator, was able to raise a great deal of money and travel in the rarefied circles of Washington, D.C. It kind of helps if you're there, if you are a sexual predator. I think that is a badge of honor. It opens a lot of doors for you and closes a lot of doors as well. Of course, we saw this with Dennis Hastert, a guy who was a sexual predator, just a wrestling coach at a high school. They groomed him for Congress, and they groomed him for being the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House. And they covered up all that stuff for him. They wanted people like that. They want people like Cardinal McCarrick. They want them in Washington. They want them in the Catholic Church hierarchy. And so you got the Pope, who doesn't believe in free speech. He believes in silence, just like Marco Rubio and Facebook and Gulag. With people who lack goodwill, with people who seek only scandal. See, that's what Marco Rubio is talking about. You know, we got people out there who are sowing discord, hate speech. You know, you tell people what the cardinals are doing at the highest level, what the people at the highest level of the Catholic Church are, they're going to hate the Catholic Church. You can't have them saying that. You got to keep silent on that. He says, there's nothing but silence and prayer to address this. Truth is humble. Truth is silent. May the Lord give us grace to discern when we should speak. And when we should say silence, stay silent. Well, he said, I will not say a single word about this. That could be a synopsis for what he has done for the last 5 years, as the people right underneath him have become some of the worst sexual predators.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the Candida, it's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
The sleeper cells have awoken. That's the headline on the Washington Post. Trump and AIDS are shaken by a resistance op-ed. And let's take a look at who this is. I'm going to tell you who this is. Who is behind this machinery? This unelected cabal. These treasonous individuals who are trying to overthrow our election and say that Trump is undemocratic. Maybe they mean that in the uppercase Democrat. Anyway, as one person quoted by the Washington Post says, the problem for the president is it could be so many people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be many people that are behind this effort. Not that there's a lot of different suspects that could have written this one op-ed piece, but that it could be a cabal. And there is a cabal in Washington. We're going to break that out. You can't rule it down to just one person. Yeah, it could be Pence. It could be Nikki Haley. It could be the neocon establishment. It can be maybe even Jeff Sessions trying to get some revenge. I don't know if Jeff Sessions is that kind of guy. I don't know. He's actually up pretty high. And we'll tell you, the foreign bookies are starting to take bets on who this person is. And so we'll give you the odds on who they think it is. But I don't think it's just one person. And we're going to read you some excerpts from this. I said, there's a group of us running a resistance. A group of us running the resistance. Yes, there is. And so you have a linguist at Hofstra University. His name is Robert Leonard. And he's quoted in this story by the Washington Post. And he said that he's typically brought in as an expert witness in cases that are criminal cases, or things that are maybe suits that involve plagiarism or libel. Like, who is it that would say something like this? Let's try to decide who this anonymous source is that is plagiarizing me or engaged in libel or slander or something like that. Or maybe brought in for a criminal case. So they bring this guy in. He's a linguist at Hofstra University. He said, we take the questioned document and we compare it to known exemplars, to known examples. He said, although many people immediately launched into amateur forensic investigations, he cautioned that a problem with public people is that a lot of the published work is edited. So it's like mixing fingerprints or DNA. Uh-huh, exactly. He says, you don't always know who the real author is. That would especially be true if it is a collective fifth column in the White House. And this is not anything that's new. We've talked about this from the very beginning, the Trump White House. I think he purposely invited some of these people in. I think President Trump is wise enough to know that you have to keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And I think he's also trying to give some of these people a false hope that they have a control as to where the administration is going so that he can slow the efforts to try to remove him from office. You get somebody like Rex Tillerson, for example, constantly pushing against the president leaving the Paris Climate Accord that was self-ratified by John Kerry and President Obama. They don't have the authority to do that. You get the ratification comes from the Senate. Yes, that's right, boys and girls, from the Senate. I see all those hands back there in the back. No, it comes from the Senate. You all know that. Kerry and Obama pretended that that wasn't the case. And so they self-ratified the Paris Climate Accord. They self-ratified the Iran trade deal. And it was very clear. People were even saying, look,
when we get another president in, and it's most likely going to be a Republican, they're not going to honor this Iranian deal. They're going to get out of it. And now they all pretend like, who knew that that was going to happen? We didn't think that was going to happen. Well, probably wouldn't have happened if the president was somebody like Jeb Bush. He would have been just fine with that Iranian deal. Anyway, as he says, you don't always know who the author is. It could be a collective issue. But let's take a look at this. Let's do our own forensic analysis here and come up with our own guess. This is the actual op-ed piece from the New York Times I'm going to be reading from. And, of course, they put this disclaimer at the top of the article saying we're taking a rare step of publishing an anonymous op-ed essay. Is that really rare for the New York Times, for the Washington Post, for CNN, for MSNBC? All they do is give us anonymous sources. And, of course, it can be anybody. They claim that it is a senior official in the Trump administration. Look, it could be somebody at the New York Times for all we know. I don't believe that they have that much credibility. Maybe they are telling the truth. Maybe it is somebody in the Trump administration. I don't have a problem believing that it's somebody in the Trump administration, but I certainly don't have a problem believing they just made this stuff up. I'm sure they've got people in the Trump administration that hate President Trump. We know that's the case. Anyway, they say, we invite you to submit a question about the essay or the vetting process here. So why are they criticizing President Trump for saying, tell me who it is? And so here's the essay. President Trump is facing a test to his presidency unlike any we faced by a modern American leader. The dilemma, they say, this op-ed piece, which he does not fully grasp. No, I think he fully does grasp it. Is that many of the senior officials in his own administration are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. He understands that. He's not an idiot. I know that when you type in the word idiot, the Google search engine just does nothing but shows you pictures of President Trump. But other search engines, Google is not a search engine. Other search engines don't do that. They just want you to associate President Trump with being an idiot. And so this is the equivalent of what Google does. Yeah, he doesn't even know what's going on in the White House. He knows that there are people that oppose what he's doing. He has opposed them back. We've seen this over and over again. The guy says, I would know about this because I'm one of them. Or the woman, or whoever this group of people are. Many Trump appointees, goes on to say, have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he's out of office. Seriously? Democratic institutions? Didn't we have an election? They're going to thwart that election, right? Or maybe what they really mean is just the Democrat institutions, big D, Democrat institutions that we call the swamp, the D.C. bureaucracy, the three-letter bureaucracies that we have all over Washington, D.C., those Democrat institutions, because they certainly don't care about elections. And then you listen to what this person has to say, and I think it gives us a clue as to what group of people we're talking about here. As a Republican, he shows little affinity for the ideals espoused by conservatives, free minds, free markets, and free people. Going to come back to that. He says the press is the enemy of the people. No, I think those people who want to overthrow democratic elections are democratic institutions like elections. I think those people are the enemies of the people. And that's exactly what CNN and New York Times and the Washington Post are attempting to do, along with this individual. Enemies of the people. Because it was the people who elected President Trump. So his impulses are generally anti-trade and anti-democratic. No. Anti-trade. See, this is telling you that this is the Republican establishment talking here. Said, there are, however, adults in the room, and the result is a two-track presidency. And immediately they go to foreign policy. So you see, there's two things here. Number one, they hate the fact that President Trump wanted to protect American jobs and protect the American industry. They also hate the fact that President Trump campaigned and won on a foreign policy that was going to be the opposite of the McCainery that we have seen for the last 50 to 60 years. Overthrowing other people's elections, other people's duly elected Democratic governments. Starting wars and chaos and creating terrorism everywhere around the world. He said, let's not do that. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't serve our interest. And it doesn't serve our interest to have these unfair, one-sided trade agreements or even these multinational trade agreements, multilateral trade agreements. And that's the issue that these Republicans have with him. So the first thing that they did was said, take foreign policy. In public and in private, President Trump shows a preference for autocrats and dictators like Vladimir Putin of Russia and Kim Jong-un. Seriously? It was the New York Times that was wailing around the turn of the year, around the end of the year, last year, December and January, saying President Trump's going to get us in a nuclear war with Kim Jong-un. And he says that he's got a bigger button on his desk and that his button works. He doesn't have a button on his desk. This is the same New York Times that is now putting this stuff out. And this op-ed piece saying that President Trump is a friend of Kim Jong-un. Seriously? Seriously? Displays little genuine appreciation for people like the EU globalists.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
before we get back into the news, and I want to talk about who this mystery saboteur, this unelected cabal is really, I think, it's not so much an individual. I'll tell you, I think it's not so much an individual as it is a group of people within the Trump White House, and we've been talking about this from the very beginning. And I think President Trump is clearly aware of what's going on here. He's very angry about this op-ed piece, of course, and by the efforts of the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and people within his own administration to overthrow the election. As they say, the President Trump is undemocratic. So we're going to talk about the machinery that is involved in this. We're going to get back to this and talk about the odds that people are giving as to who the specific individual or individuals are. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have, in order to help you wake up in the morning with this program, we have a special on Wake Up America Coffee just for our listeners. You can save 20% off of both the original and the immune support blends of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS. And, of course, the original is 100% Arabica bean coffee. It's non-GMO. For the immune support, we have put some natural mushroom ingredients in there to help your immune system. And you can get 20% off of either of those blends. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off of Bodies. That is our popular turmeric formula. And if you look at the research, pretty much every chronic disease that people suffer from, whether it's things like heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, any of those are made worse or can be made better if you stop inflammation. And that's one of the things that turmeric is very, very good at. If you have inflammation, that can cause pain, joint pain, other things, but it can also cause these very serious chronic diseases. So you should have turmeric in your diet. You should have it as part of, if you're not having a lot of curry, for example, you should take that as a supplement. And we have that available with Bodies at 50% off. Finally, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock with a new supplier, even better ingredients, and you can get that as well for 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and don't forget to pick up your coffee at 20% off with the code REALNEWS. Let's go back to this New York Times op-ed piece. As I was just saying, the first example of that they gave in terms of policy that they didn't agree with President Trump on, things that they were going to shut him down on, things that were undemocratic, was foreign policy. It's undemocratic not to overthrow other governments. But they put it in this position. Except President Trump, he's with Russia. He's with Kim Jong-un. Now it gets really ridiculous. He displays also little genuine affection for the ties that bind us to allied and like-minded nations. Oh, you mean people like the globalist Macron and Angela Merkel? You mean people like the EU? People, you know, criticizing NATO? That's right. Yeah, President Trump shouldn't be criticizing NATO. There's another clue as to where this is coming from. Astute observers. Now, I want you to listen to this paragraph here because I think this gives us a clue as to who I think is really behind this. And I'll tell you after I read the quote here. Astute observers have noted, though, that the rest of the administration is operating on another track, one where countries like Russia are called out for meddling and punished accordingly, and where allies around the world are engaged as peers rather than ridiculed as rivals. That, to me, a lot of people have picked up on the term lodestar, which is an odd term that has been used only by Vice President Pence and used on multiple occasions. A lot of people picked that up and said, see, it's Pence. Or maybe it's his speechwriter. Or maybe it's somebody trying to pretend that they are Pence, doing it in a kind of false flag way. I'm going to deliberately use a phrase that somebody else uses all the time so they won't suspect me. But when I look at that phrase there, I can just see Nikki Haley's face behind that. Astute observers have noted, you know, just like a schoolmarm with their finger out there. This is Nikki Haley is the Republican Elizabeth Warren in terms of her demeanor. And that just sounds like her. And, you know, all of these people, there's been a lot of talk in the past about how there's an alliance between Pence and Nikki Haley and perhaps even Jeff Sessions to get Trump out of there so they can get themselves in power. Nikki Haley opposes everything, publicly opposes everything that President Trump ran on. She is dearly beloved by the neocons, pushing war and false flags everywhere. She, I think, even more so than Lindsey Graham, is the heir presumptive of the McCainery wing of the government, and that includes both wings, both liberal and both Democrats and Republican. I don't think that Pence would write something like this and leak it to anybody. It would be too dangerous for him to do politically. He might have his speechwriter do it. He might have other people that are friendly to him do it, with or without his knowledge. I could see, however, Nikki Haley doing this, and if she was caught, being proud of it. She is shameless, just like John McCain was, and capable of the same kind of stuff. And that just sounds so much like Nikki Haley. But you have to understand that whether it was Nikki Haley or whether it was Pence or whether it was Lindsey Graham or, Lindsey Graham is not in the White House. They claim it's somebody that's in the White House. You have to understand that this McCainery wing are people who have been there in Washington for a very long time. And you have to understand that they're capable of the same kinds of stuff that their hero, John McCain, is capable of. And they go on to say, on Russia, for instance, the president was reluctant to expel so many of Mr. Putin's spies as punishment for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Doesn't this sound like Nikki Haley? I mean, she was the one pushing this nonsense so much. He complained for weeks about senior staff members letting him get boxed into further confrontation with Russia, and he expressed frustration that the United States continued to impose sanctions on the country for its malign behavior. This sounds to me, as further we get into this, the more it sounds to me like Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, who is pushing this stuff, this absurd idea that the Russians had poisoned Sergei Skripal in the UK. That was nonsense, absolute nonsense. So say, oh, we're not supporting our allies. We're not supporting the EU. We're not supporting Theresa May and Emmanuel Macron and NATO, who want to go into Syria. We're not supporting them. And he fought us when we tried to throw these Russians out because of this false flag nonsense coming out of the UK. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to show you how the Russians have now been proved to be time travelers. And we've also, at the same time, proved Nikki Haley and Theresa May to be some of the worst liars we have ever seen in history. Anyway, go on. This isn't the work of the so-called deep state. It's the work of the steady state. My money is on Nikki Haley on this. Anyway, they go on then to worship John McCain, as you would expect, because this is McCainery at its best. This letter right here, this deep state, let's get involved in wars. Let's open up the borders. Let's embrace NATO and all these different wars. Let's restart and reboot and re-escalate the Cold War. This is all McCainery. And they said, Senator John McCain put it best in his farewell letter. We have to break free of the tribalism trap with a high aim of uniting through our shared values and love of this great nation. We may no longer have Senator McCain, but we will always have his example, a lodestar of excrement.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
All right, let's dig into this and do a little bit of forensic analysis. If it isn't Nikki Haley, it is somebody who sounds exactly like her, who has the same values, the values of McCainery. Talking about the fact that President Trump sucked up to Vladimir Putin and to Kim Jong-un and then dissed our allies, our like-minded nations. And astute observers have noted, though, that the rest of his administration is operating on another track, one where countries like Russia are called out for meddling and punished accordingly, and where allies around the world are engaged as peers rather than ridiculed as rivals. On Russia, for instance, the president was reluctant to expel so many of Putin's spies as punishment for the poisoning of former Russian spy in Britain. He complained for weeks about senior staff members letting him get boxed into further confrontations with Russia. In other words, he doesn't like escalating the Cold War, but Nikki Haley does. And she pushed that Skripal poisoning harder than anybody on the U.S. side. And that's the example that is called out here. We know that Nikki Haley has been conspiring with Pence and with people that are around Pence to try to get Trump out. We've reported on that months and months ago. If it isn't Nikki Haley, it's part of that cabal that is there. And then they quote John McCain, their hero. Senator John McCain put it best in his farewell letters. All Americans should heed his words and break free of the tribalism trap. Yeah, we don't like that nationalist tribalism. You know, that the whole thing, you know, that nations, tongues, and tribes, we've got to get rid of that. You know, nations, that's political boundaries. No, no, no. We need to have global government. Tongues, you know, let's just have everybody speaking the same language here. Because that leads to tribalism. Tribalism is just culture. You know, the Bible doesn't talk about, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, the Bible doesn't talk about races. There is a human race. There's a race of Adam. There's a race of Christ. There's a difference in which way you're racing when it's going straight to hell. But the bottom line is it doesn't talk about races. We have all been made of one blood. It's a very, very teeny tiny difference that gives us different color skin or whatever. Different color skin is no more significant than different color hair, different color eyes. The things that distinguish us are the nations, tongues, and tribes, the political constructs that we have, the nations, the languages that divide us, and the cultures that divide us. That's what they want to eradicate. They want to eradicate those political and cultural differences and subsume everybody into one global governance. That's why they are not the multiculturalists. We are the true multiculturalists. They always want to shut us down saying, you're not multicultural enough. You're not tolerant enough. They're the ones who don't tolerate anything. They're the ones who want to censor everybody instead of even disagreeing with people and arguing with them. No, they want to just censor you and shut you up. As you saw at the end of that clip with Alex Jones, don't give him any airtime. Turn that camera off. Turn that social media off. Turn that radio station, that television station off. We don't want that guy to have a say because they can't refute what we're saying. They don't want us refuting what they are saying, what the government is saying. So they want to shut that down. And they want to shut down our different nations, our different cultures. We are the true multiculturalists. We are the ones who are truly tolerant because we support free speech for everybody. I don't want CNN taken off the air. They're wonderful material. They can't win an argument. That's why they want us off of the air. I don't need to get rid of CNN. I really don't need to get rid of CNN. They're not effective. As a matter of fact, they're so poor at what they do, it makes it very easy to show people how the government and how the deep state is lying to you. So I want them on the air. They, however, want to have censorship. So going back to John McCain, we've got to break free of this tribalism trap with the aim of uniting globally through our shared values and love of this great nation. We may no longer have Senator McCain, but we got this person who wrote this. But we will always have his example, a lodestar for restoring honor to public life and our national dialogue. And so that lodestar has been the thing that people have seized upon. But I'll put one more comment in here before we get to that. I want to talk a little bit about what Glenn Greenwald said, a guy who doesn't support President Trump, by the way, but looks at this and said, well, this person is a coward and is anonymously speaking as part of an unelected cabal, and that's exactly what this is. He tweeted this out. He said, this is an ideology that's being laid out here, and that ideology, folks, is McCainery and all that it entails. That's why they finish worshiping John McCain. Said, this is an ideology. They criticize him for this, but this is an ideology that he didn't campaign on and that voters didn't ratify. You understand that? They say, oh, this is undemocratic. No, we had an election. And all this stuff that this White House rat or rats put in there are all things that we rejected. If we wanted the things that this person is putting in here, we would have voted for Jeb Bush or somebody like him. We didn't want that. We didn't want Marco Rubio. We didn't want Jeb Bush. We didn't want this stuff that this person wants. And that's what Glenn Greenwald is pointing out. They're supporting an ideology. Their problems with President Trump are the ideology that he didn't campaign on and that voters didn't vote for. And then they accuse President Trump of being undemocratic. He also eviscerated the official's hypocritical characterization of the president as anti-democratic while operating clandestinely within the White House as a member of an unelected cabal that imposes their own ideology with zero democratic accountability, mandate, or transparency. It's really great when you get in there and say, I'm going to pursue my own policy. There's something we can do about it. Oh, doesn't that sound familiar? Didn't we hear that from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? We're going to do something about that. We're going to stop him. See, this is so widespread. It's in the FBI. It's in the CIA, it's in the NSA, it's in the Trump administration, the White House, it's at the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. All of those institutions are filled with people who don't like Trump's ideology, They don't like what we voted for. They don't like what he ran on. They don't like what he's doing. And they're doing it without any accountability. They're doing it anonymously. They don't have a mandate for doing this. They do it without transparency because they do it anonymously. And Glenn Greenwald points out, he said, many of the complaints are ideological. The complaints are that Trump deviates from GOP orthodoxy, an ideology that he didn't campaign on, that voters didn't ratify. And circles and highlights some of the things out of this op-ed piece. The president shows little affinity for ideals long espoused by conservatives. At worst, he has attacked them outright. Exactly. That is precisely what they have the problem with. And as they worship this rat, this White House rat or pack of rats, as they worship John McCain, I just want to give you one little piece. There was so much about John McCain that I could not honor him with last week as his honor his passing is what I should say, because I don't honor the man. I came to bury him, not to praise him. John McCain was a stronger ally for the Muslim Brotherhood, they say, than both Erdogan and Tamim. Egyptian media has accused the late U.S. Senator and presidential nominee John McCain of being the godfather, the leader, the real supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood organization. Folks, the Muslim Brotherhood is equally at home with John McCain as they are with Hillary Clinton, who's close, and I put close, and I underscore that, close aide, Huma Abedin, whose mother was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood. Look, John McCain and Hillary Clinton were both very comfortable with the Muslim Brotherhood, supportive of it, and the Muslim Brotherhood was very comfortable with them. Same thing can be said of Barack Obama and of Mitt Romney. They're all in all of this together. Again, they all want open borders, don't they? All of them. I mean, John McCain's part of the Gang of Eight. Mitt Romney, Obama, they want open borders. They want health care mandates. That's why they pick these people. That's why the establishment on both sides put them in. The establishment is hopping mad, doing everything they can. That's what this New York Times anonymous op-ed is about. It's this unelected global cabal that is trying to shut down President Trump. And we'll tell you more about who's behind it when we come back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Person who wrote this op-ed piece ought to just walk like a man out of the White House, if that's really the way that they feel, instead of trying to undermine what President Trump ran on and was elected on. As Glenn Greenwald pointed out, all these ideological problems that they have, and that's really what they focused on. They said, oh yeah, we've talked about the 25th Amendment, but the problem that they have with President Trump is the ideology. They said, there's two different tracks, let me tell you. You know, we want this, and traditionally, the GOP establishment has wanted this, but Trump wants that. And we're going to make sure that we get this instead of what Trump wants and what people voted for. Just walk like a man right out of there. Even if you're Nikki Haley, just walk like a man right out of there. Because Nikki Haley likes to wear the pants in the family, I guess. She certainly sounds like it, and it certainly sounds like her. But as we were talking about John McCain, as part of his look back at a retrospect, there's an individual on a talk show that was aired in Egypt. It's a talk show called Sada El Balad. That's the TV show. The individual, the TV host on that network, Sada El Balad TV, was a TV host, Ahmed Musa. And this is what he had to say about John McCain. He said, John McCain is the real supreme guide of the terrorist Muslim Brotherhood. Not Erdogan. Not Akef. He said McCain was the main supporter for the terrorist Brotherhood. He said he was a stronger ally to the Muslim Brotherhood than the Turkish president or the Emir of Qatar. And that is what we have seen over and over again. We have seen John McCain involved in the overthrow of the Egyptian government, in the overthrow of the Ukrainian government, in the overthrow of the Syrian government. We have seen him in the attempted overthrow of the U.S. government. Just remember that it was January the 11th, 2017, 9 days before the inauguration on January the 20th, that John McCain was bragging to everybody, I gave the Russia filthy fiction, dirty dossier to the FBI. I had my aide go over there and pick this up from the spies who have connections to this Sergei Skripal thing. And this is all connected. It's all connected. Like I said, the other, it's very much like a Charles Dickens novel. It's like a little soap opera in Washington, D.C., between Langley and London as well. It's just a suburb of that. All these people that are fighting President Trump are all tied together, and they worship John McCain, and they follow his policies. Drudge called this individual who won't walk like a man. Call this individual a saboteur. That's why he linked the articles on the Drudge Report yesterday when it first came out. And so then the question is, what does this lodestar mean? Everybody's looking at this as the people looking at Chicago Tribune is saying, hotly debated on Twitter was the author's use of the word lodestar. So we've seen a lot of discussion on Twitter about the term lodestar. It shows up very frequently in speeches by Vice President Mike Pence and by no one else. Could the anonymous figure be somebody within the orbit of Vice President Pence? Mm-hmm. Others argued, though, that lodestar could have been included to throw people off. As the BBC curates from some of the tweets that are out there, they say, boom, just about the only person in all of humanity who has ever used the word lodestar in the past is Mike Pence. Journalist Dan Bloom searched for utterances of lodestar by other senior Trump officials, such as White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, Defense Secretary James Mattis, but he found nothing. However, Mr. Pence, by contrast, had regularly been guided by lodestars. And here's some of the places where he used that term. He called the first words of the UN Charter the lodestar to guide us. That's what Pence did when he made a speech at the UN. Maybe he had Nikki Haley by his side then as well. He also said that at a speech during the UN, an unwavering belief in fundamental equality and dignity. And at an awards dinner, vigilance and resolve. That was a lodestar as well. When he was talking to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He also said that another lodestar was a balanced budget back in 2011 when he wasn't so globally focused on the UN. When he was talking about the budget back in 2011, he called a balanced budget a lodestar. And he called established principles for sound analysis a lodestar back in 2001. However, there are other theories. Like it could be Mr. Pence's speechwriter, somebody like that. I think it is somebody in Pence's orbit, certainly somebody who agrees with him. And as I said before, it could be somebody like Nikki Haley, because they said another possibility is a false flag operation where the author is attempting to deceive somebody like Mr. Trump by using words or a catchphrase that would normally be attributed to somebody else. And this is frequently done as one person, one White House official told the news website Axios, who likes to leak information. This leaker said, this is a regular tactic of mine and others who leak like me. To cover my tracks, I usually pay attention to other staffers' idioms. And I use that in my background quotes. That throws a scent off of me. Well, I don't know. You know, the use of the term lodestar, that does look like somebody in Pence's orbit. And Nikki Haley is certainly somebody in Pence's orbit. I think in the greater context, it looks more like Nikki Haley than anybody to me, as I said. But we've got bookies that are making odds on this. And Vice President Pence is leading the field because of the lodestar comment. But here are some of the others that are there. Canadian-based bookie Bovada issued its own Trump leak odds and listed Jeff Sessions as the favorite. as a way of getting even with President Trump, I guess. He was followed by Pence, then by Kelly, then by Mattis, and then by Nikki Haley. There are a lot of problems. And folks, when we look at Jeff Pence, I want to play for you what Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney, said on the Sean Hannity show last night about Rosenstein and the fact that Rosenstein has some problems and is now under investigation himself because of what happened with FISA warrants. Here's Joe DeGeneva last night.
The bottom line here is we cannot trust the department under Rosenstein, who, by the way, no longer he's got a big problem with FISA personally, and that's under investigation.
He signed the last one.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. He's now under investigation, and he can't do FISAs anymore. The bottom line is this: Rosenstein.
Joe, he's under investigation.
Rosenstein is under investigation for things that involve the FISA warrants. And here's the key thing: Sessions is out of all of this. He can't do anything. So where are we in the department? We have a mess of such proportions that there is nothing that can be done about it. I do not trust at this point that the Inspector General, who has no subpoena authority, is going to be able to get to the bottom of this. He is, in fact, right now investigating Rod Rosenstein's role in the FISA warrant process. So Rosenstein can't have anything to do with the FISA process anymore.
You know that
anymore.
Joe, I had not confirmed that myself. Sarah, have you?
No, I have not confirmed that. I have heard that.
Joe?
Bottom line is, we all talk to people.
Joe is standing by it.
And that's what I know.
I've heard it.
I'm happy to say it. It's a tragedy for where the department is. The department is in very bad shape right now. It is in free fall. Sessions is completely disengaged from this. It is a travesty of immense proportions. Wow. And here's what we have to do. Congressman Meadows' request is very important. He deserves all kinds of medals for pursuing this. What we need to do is the members of Congress from both the House and the Senate need to demand that there be a federal grand jury investigation to all of the FISA processes,
right,
to everything that was done around it before the election, and everything that was done in it after the election, which involved lying to the FISA court. This is now so dangerous to the country that this could be going on. And with that editorial today in the New York Times, that subversion, what you are reading in the New York Times editorial is subversion, that someone thinks that they can thwart an election.
So the question is Jeff Sessions out of touch, stupid, incompetent, or is he a part of this cabal? Kind of interesting that the bookies put him as the number one person behind all of this. But folks, when we look at the FISA warrants, remember that it was the CIA snakes that were planting stories like this op-ed piece in the New York Times and elsewhere, then using those stories in the press to go get FISA warrants. And then we had Judicial Watch with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, had to do a lawsuit, find out that there was never even a FISA warrant to go after Carter Page. They didn't even get a warrant. This is criminal, and Sessions is doing nothing.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Real News with David Knight.
things I talked about yesterday with the Kavanaugh hearing is the fact that one reporter talked to three doctors who went to Washington to be a part of the hearings to watch that. They were evidently big Republican donors or whatever, but they were standing there in line. They were told when they could go in, and they said they got there early, and they saw people getting money, cash money payments there in line. We have other reports of that as well that have now surfaced. I want to go back to that. Maybe what we should do is call these hearings Kavanaugh emptor, Kavanaugh bought, because these Kavanaugh hearings that we see people out there, they have bought these protesters. Here's another one of the reports. This is reported now by WND. Peggy Kneeneighbor, I think is the way you pronounce her last name, with Faith in Action, has personally witnessed protesters getting paid $50 to disrupt the Kavanaugh hearings. Kavanaugh emptor. They also received free breakfast, lunch, and bail money. She has personally confirmed the reports of protesters getting paid to disrupt the hearings. And this is coming from Faith and Action. She said Liberty Counsel, who is there with her, said Senator Chuck Grassley could barely start the hearing by saying good morning before the Democrat senators did the same thing that these paid protesters are. I guess you could say the Democrat senators are paid protesters as well, right? They interrupted in the first 40 minutes, interrupted 44 times. But there were about 70 people that were arrested the first day, then many more arrested after that. And multiple reports from people who went on record. They didn't contact the New York Times or the Washington Post anonymously. They used their names. And especially the one that I reported yesterday. Three doctors who put their names out there said, I am Dr. So-and-so from such and such a place in Texas. I mean, you putting your reputation out there on the line and saying these people knew nothing. They had no principles. Said we took off our ID cards. We walked through the line to talk to these people. And most of them were young and they had absolutely no idea what they were protesting. They were just told to scream loudly and try to get arrested. And a lot of them did get arrested. And you know what? They get charged with a little misdemeanor. I think they get a $50 fine, which is going to be paid for by these other people. I'm sure that that was the $50 that they were handing out. Yeah, we want you to go in there. We want you to get arrested. Here's the money in advance to pay for your bail money out. Maybe they'll give them some more money when they get out later. And then they can go back and do it again. So when we have these numbers of arrests every day stopping the hearing, I don't know if it's kind of a catch and release program that they've got going on there on Capitol Hill, which is kind of fitting because that's the way they handle our borders, isn't it? People who come into this country to disrupt it and you just catch them and release them and maybe drop them on the other side and they come back in and do it again. And that's what's happening now on Capitol Hill. So it's kind of fitting. It's kind of the chickens have come home to roost, so to speak. Let's play a little bit of a clip here. It almost looks like this is something's put up on Facebook, and they said it's kind of like whack-a-mole. It's an aerial view. Just go ahead and run the clip, and we'll let people hear what they have to say. Do you have the clip? Clip number three? Okay, let's run it.
Judiciary represents the rights and protects the rights of people with disabilities, of women. We need to protect people of color.
So the police are going there, and you hear these people. It'll be one at a time. They take the person out, and then the next person starts, and they have to go over and take that person out. This is just a delay tactic. It isn't going to change anything. Kavanaugh has the votes. It is absolutely irrelevant, just like the documents were irrelevant. He was on the list of 25 judges. We've never had a president do that, give us a list of people that he's going to put on the Supreme Court, 25 of them. Not only that, but he was the lead guy. In terms of the choice that President Trump had. So a lot of people were looking at him before President Trump made the choice. He made the choice months ago. They've had all this time to look at his judicial record and the tens of thousands of pages that they then asked for in addition to that are totally irrelevant to this. It was a time when he was working as a lower-level counsel at the White House. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced
4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have this bit of breaking news out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Three dead and five injured, two of those critically in downtown Cincinnati. This has been reported there. There's no identification yet of who the individual was or any information about motives. The multiple shot. Tragically, there are fatalities. The gunman is suspected to be one of those dead. No other information on that. You know, this reminds me of the story that we had yesterday about NPR, where they went back and did investigations on school shootings. And the title of the article was "The School Shootings That Weren't." Now, this is a real shooting that happened in Cincinnati, and there have been real school shootings, but there has been a lot of false information put out by the government on school shootings that did not happen. One of the most interesting things about this story that NPR did was the fact that they were honest about this. I would imagine that they started investigating the school shootings because they wanted to use this to push gun control, and that's the way that school shootings are typically used, to push gun control. But when they found out that these school shootings didn't exist, they honestly reported it. So hats off to NPR. I'm absolutely amazed and surprised, having watched NPR for so long. Now, CNN would not have done this. CNN would have buried this. But NPR put it out there. So good for them. It was on Morning Edition, August the 27th. Now, when this story, and this is what I talked about yesterday, this is the other interesting aspect of this story. When this story was shared on Facebook, remember, the title of the story, even though it's coming from NPR, the title of the story is "The School Shootings That Weren't." When that story was shared on Facebook, Facebook shut it down. They called it spam. They blocked it because it doesn't fit their predetermined political position and their narrative to push gun control. And as they say in this article, how many times per year does a gun go off in an American school? Well, we should know, but we don't. This is NPR talking, folks. This spring, the U.S. Education Department, and these were statistics that were compiled by the Obama administration, as I pointed out yesterday, but it was actually the current Department of Education that put this out, the current Department of Education. And NPR is checking it, and NPR finds out that it is false. This spring, the U.S. Department of Education reported that in the 2015 to 2016 school year, nearly 240 schools, quote unquote, reported at least one incident involving a school-related shooting. The number is far higher than most other estimates. So that was put out there by the U.S. Department of Education under President Trump, because he can't be everywhere. And Betsy DeVos obviously isn't paying much attention to it either. They were working, NPR was working with Child Trends, a nonpartisan, nonprofit research organization, to analyze this information. So they started making calls, and they started saying, well, you know, this, some of this looks kind of funky here, because we're looking at data from one particular place in Southern California, Ventura Unified School District in Southern California. And this information was collected under something called Civil Rights Data Collection, CRDC. And this goes back to 1968. The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights administers the survey every 2 years. Now, if this goes back to 1968, there's something else going on here. Because remember, the Department of Education didn't get started until sometime in the late 70s during the Carter administration. Ronald Reagan promised to kill it, but he didn't. He nurtured Rosemary's Baby into a full-blown satanic bureaucracy that we currently suffer under still to this very day. And so if this data, this Civil Rights Data Collection Act that dates back to 1968, somehow it got into the Department of Education, or maybe it was affiliated, I'm just guessing here, with the Gun Control Act of 1968, and maybe it's just every new government bureaucracy has to start reporting on this. But anyway, they didn't come into existence until about another decade after that started, the Civil Rights Data Collection started. But here's the interesting thing, too. Ventura Unified School District in Southern California reported 26 shootings within that district within that one-year period, 2015 to 2016. So one school district in California says, yeah, we had 26 school shootings. I would imagine if you're looking at this data, that figure right there might stick out at you, don't you think? So they started looking at it, and they got on the phone, and they started calling people. They actually did a report. And they said the outgoing superintendent, Joe Richards, has been there for almost 30 years and doesn't remember any shootings ever taking place there. But they had reported 26 shootings in that school district. So NPR comes back and they say, well, you know, it's not the Department of Education's fault because these numbers are being sent to them by local jurisdictions, just like this one in California. And if the one in California says, yeah, we had 26, they report it. And so they had almost 240 of them. And in 161 cases, schools or districts attested that no incident took place or couldn't confirm one. In at least four cases, they found that something did happen, but it didn't meet the government's parameters. In other words, they were only able to confirm 11 by the time they get out of this. 11 out of the 240. As I pointed out yesterday, that's about 4% of what they were reporting. And they said, we're talking about such an important and rare event. This amount of data error could be very meaningful. Yeah, it could be very meaningful for their gun control agenda. And so then they will now use this tragedy in Cincinnati. It is a tragedy when people are shot and killed. But understand that until they get ready to ban the cars big time here in America, and that day is coming, and it is sooner than you think, when they want to ban the cars, you'll start seeing reports like this every day. We had two people killed in a car accident in Cincinnati. So we got to get rid of those awful cars. Got to take that steering wheel out of your hand. Can't have that. They will start doing those reports. Everybody keeps saying, hey, look at all the people that are dying. And people on the conservative side will make that argument. Why are you picking on guns? Look at how many people are killed with cars. And I'm like, don't make that argument. They're coming for the cars next. Don't you understand that when you are fighting a war against people, you know, the tactic, the military tactic or the fighting tactic is to shoot, move, and then communicate. Well, they are using that as a strategy. It's not just a tactic. It is a strategic move to control us as a population. They want to control the way that we shoot. And they want to control our communications, as we see with all this stuff about social media. But they also want to control our ability to move. If you control all three of those things, you really do control the situation. And that's what they want to do. And so we're going to be hearing those kinds of reports about car accidents. Yes, it's a tragedy when three people die, whether they're shot or whether they are killed in an automobile. But I'm not willing to surrender my freedom to defend myself. I'm not willing to surrender my freedom to move about freely and anonymously. That's what they really hate. You can move about. You can go whenever you want. And you can do it without them tracking you if you turn off that phone. They don't like that. They want to track and tax your every movement, and they want to confine you to the cities, and they want to make sure that if you say something on social media that Marco Rubio or Tom Cotton or Kamala Harris don't like, that they will have their surrogates at Facebook and Twitter and Google, and they will shut you down. They will shut you down. And that is what Marco Rubio, little Marco, was there begging them, demanding that they do. We've had this discussion, and I think you guys have agreed to do this. You're going to do whatever we say. It's just the authoritarian governments that don't like free speech that you're not going to obey, all right? In other words, you turn this over. We have a problem with the fact that you want to have free speech globally. We don't want you. We want you to have free speech in China and in Saudi Arabia and these other places, Russia and so forth, but not here in America. Here in America, we're going to tell you what is good speech and what is bad speech. We're going to tell you if we say that it is hateful or that it if it is sowing discord and disruption, in the words of Marco Rubio, then you people have agreed to use your powers to go after those individuals that are engaged in that kind of behavior. And we know you're going to do it, right? Because otherwise, we're going to come after you. Let's understand where this censorship is coming from. It'd be bad enough if it was only the idea of a few megalomaniacal billionaires.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at some new developments that have come out of the UK involving time travel. Yes, that's right. We have now proven time travel. And the scariest thing about it is that time travel is in the hands of the Russians. The Russians have time travel capability. It has now been confirmed by Scotland Yard that the Russians have time travel capability. And I'm going to show you evidence, photographic evidence of time travel capability from the Russians. This is very, very concerning. We have always figured out that there was a possibility that it could be time travel, but who would have thought that the Russians would get there first? We now have a time travel gap, and something must be done about this. And I want to refer back for a moment to this hit piece in the New York Times from the saboteur, or the unelected cabal, or the traitor. Take your pick. We've got a lot of different adjectives of that individual or group. One of the things that they had a problem with President Trump was the fact that he didn't support our allies. You know, people like the UK and France who want to go to war and overthrow the Syrian government. And then they go on to praise McCain, who never saw a government that he didn't want to overthrow, including our own, conducting his own foreign policy in defiance of President Trump. He should have been tried under the Logan Act. I would have tried to do that if I was president. It's one of the reasons why I would never get traction anywhere on any political. I couldn't get elected dog catcher now after the things I've said on air, because I tell you what I'm thinking. And look at how they hate President Trump for telling you what he thinks. It's one of the things I like. Look, he's not perfect. Nobody is, as my wife always reminds me. Trump is not a perfect man, but he's the perfect man for the job. And he is the perfect man for the job. He is the guy who is poking his finger in the eyes of the McCain deep state. And this paper right here, that this op-ed piece, is evidence of that. What did they object to? Well, that, and then on Russia, for instance, says Nikki Haley or somebody like her, the president was reluctant to expel so many of Mr. Putin's spies as punishment for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. He complained for weeks about senior staff members letting him get boxed into further confrontation with Russia. Because, you know, it's not a good thing, Nikki, if we have a new Cold War or a nuclear war. As President Trump said, between the two countries, we've got 90% of the nuclear weapons on Earth and the capability to deliver them, unlike Kim Jong-un. That capability is called into question. No, there is no question that Russia and the United States can deliver on those 90% of the nuclear weapons. And it is Dr. Strangelove insanity. Yeah, it's not mutually assured destruction. It's just simple madness to try to push and provoke that relationship. But people like Nikki Haley do that. And people like this writer, if it isn't Nikki Haley, also are in there on that. And so President Trump was frustrated that the U.S. would continue to impose sanctions and to escalate the tensions. You know, it used to be a time when we were a little bit more sane about this, that we celebrated the idea of détente. Remember that? The French word for easing of strained relations. But now we don't like détente. We like whatever the French word for escalated relations are, which I call it, and I have an English word for that, it's insanity. Not détente, it's insanity. Just go straight English with it. But, you know, I look at this as a badge of honor for President Trump to oppose this nonsense about the Skripal poisoning. Let me give you an example of this. We had yesterday, and I talked about this briefly. I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before. We have now had an investigation. And that was one of the things that we said at the very beginning. We're going to launch missiles. We're going to launch our military into Syria, which is what people have been dying to do. Obama, McCain, all of these people for years. Every year we have the annual false flag gas attack so that we can send NATO forces into Syria. It's an annual tradition. And so they sexed it up again. They did it this year and then sexed it up with this Sergei Skripal poisoning. And he was poisoned by somebody with something. It wasn't Novichok, obviously, because he would be dead. And so would his daughter, and so would the police detective and anybody who got in contact with that. Because unlike VX nerve gas, which is very, very lethal and instantaneous death, Novichok is 8 times worse than that. And anybody who treated them, like the nurse, the doctor, the female doctor who treated them on the bench for a half hour, she would be dead also. anybody who went out there without any protective clothing. But they make a big show of it afterwards. They have these guys in their suits and all this other kind of stuff. And we showed you pictures at the time. You know, some of these guys weren't wearing gloves despite the fact that they had these big suits. It was a show. It was a pageant. But it was promoted vociferously by Nikki Haley. The outrage of Nikki Haley over this silly narrative about a poisoning here. And I said at the time, they're not going to wait for an investigation. They're going to say, well, it was Russia. We know it was Russia. So we're going to launch missiles and we're going to launch the military into Syria. Let's go. This is enough for a war. And they didn't do an investigation. The guy who was there with the UK said it's going to take us months to do this. Well, it's taken them 6 months now. And they've got two suspects. British prosecutors are saying that they have sufficient evidence to charge Alexander Petrov and Russian Basarov, both nationals. Ruslan Basarov, both Russian nationals. They're going to charge them, they say, with conspiracy to murder Skripal. Now, they're not going to try to get extradition from them because they, unlike Rod Rosenstein, the UK said, well, we're not going to get anybody extradited from Russia. So they're not going to do a press conference like Rod Rosenstein just before President Trump meets Vladimir Putin and put this out there and say, look at this. Look at what I've got. Yeah, that was obviously an effort to undermine what President Trump was doing. Anyway, they're not going to try to extradite them because they said Russia's not going to extradite them. We don't have a treaty with them and so forth. So they have cross-referenced closed-circuit television feeds, and they've got records of people who entered the country around that time. And as Craig Murray points out, we have now evidence that not only was Russia behind this, not only that, but we now know that Russia has secret technology to do time traveling. And if you look at this picture, can you guys pull up the picture there from the article? You can see pictures of both individuals arriving at Gatwick Heathrow on a Russian flight, a direct flight from Moscow. And if you look at the time and the date, February the 3rd, 2018, 16, 22, and 43 seconds on both pictures. And you can see we're about, you know, I don't know, 30 feet or so behind each of them, and they're by themselves. And as Craig Murray points out, there's only two possible explanations. One is that they're traveling faster than Usain Bolt can sprint, or Scotland Yard has issued doctored closed-circuit television images and timelines. Or maybe the third explanation is that they're time travelers. Because no narrative is too absurd for Nikki Haley and Theresa May when they want their war. When they were coming out with this, I called them the Valkyrie. You know, the Valkyrie were the traditional Norse mythology warrior women who would decide who would live and who would die. And that role has now been taken by Nikki Haley and Theresa May, and they've got photographic evidence of either the flash or time travel by the Russians. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're laughing, the crew and I were laughing about these pictures that are being used as photographic evidence. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because just showing a couple of Russian guys landing at Gatwick would not be any proof that they poisoned Sergei Skripal. And then they put up these pictures and say, see, we've got photographic evidence. And how dumb can the Metropolitan Police be? I mean, you remember in the Arthur Conan Doyle stories, Inspector Lestrade at Scotland Yard was thick as a brick, constantly being ridiculed by Sherlock Holmes. And evidently, that has become something of a tradition, because whoever put this up, as we were laughing about it, they said, hey, whoever photoshopped those things is going to lose their job because they forgot to change the timestamp on there. And so you've got exactly the same timestamp on both of these pictures. And this one individual with nobody anywhere close around him, and they are not even a second apart. There's absolutely no way that photographic evidence could be true. It is as doctored as Obama's birth certificate. And it is a laughingstock. And so are Theresa May and Nikki Haley and everybody else associated with this. And that would include people like Boris Johnson, who pushed this nonsense in order to get us into war. And the person who leaked that op-ed piece, who wrote that op-ed piece criticizing President Trump, saying we're opposing him, we're the adults in the room. You're the adults in the room when you put out crap like this to start a war? You call that adult? You call that democratic? That's shameful. It is an attempt to overthrow everything that we voted for, everything that President Trump campaigned on, as Glenn Greenwald pointed out. You are an unelected cabal, and you don't even know how to do Photoshop correctly. Can't even cover up your lies properly. But they went on this long screed about how President Trump opposed them and said, you boxed me into a corner on this. And that's a badge of merit for President Trump that he would oppose this nonsense. These people going out there and saying without any evidence whatsoever, there's no evidence that it was Novichok. They had done no analysis. They didn't do an analysis of it as they were telling everybody it was Novichok. The ugly truth is that they didn't send a sample of that for, it was between 6 weeks and 2 months, I think. It's been a while since I've reported on this. I talked about it when it happened back in March. They didn't send anything to be tested to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They have just a handful. It's only like 4, 5, or 6 labs worldwide that are allowed to do this. So they finally sent something a couple of months later to a Swiss lab. Now, during that amount of time, if it were Novichok, it would have degraded. And they sent it there, and they said, well, what we found was a sample of BZ. Now, BZ is a Class 2 chemical weapon. That means that it has industrial uses, but it can be used to poison people. It has, if you're poisoned with BZ gas, it will give you opioid-like symptoms, which is what the doctor that treated them on the bench said. I thought they had an opioid overdose. Treated them for that. I thought that was what they were suffering from. BZ would do that, and they found BZ there. And then the Swiss lab, as a footnote said, and we found also some Novichok in a pristine virgin condition, which is their way of telling you it was added at the last minute, because it wouldn't be that way 2 months later. And then 6 months later, maybe 4 months later, I guess, we had the secondary poisoning. No degradation of the Novichok over the 4 months, and the people who created it said that stuff doesn't last too long in the open air. It degrades very quickly. And then we had two people poisoned as they came across a perfume bottle that had been discarded in a location that was never investigated by Scotland Yard. It was never there. They never cordoned that off. They made a big show of buying the house that Sergei Skripal and his daughter lived in and tearing it down bit by bit. And yet, they didn't find this vial that was out there. Nobody came in contact with it enough to have anything happen to them until later, and a couple of homeless people got it. And I don't know, whatever was in there, which was not Novichok, because it would have killed all of these people. Think about how incompetent the Russians are. Why are we afraid of them if this is really true? 5 people came in contact with this stuff, and only one of them died. That's a 20% kill rate out of Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. This is a bunch of nonsense. And as RT points out in an article by George Galway, who has talked about this many times, he says, if you are the proverbial moron in a hurry, you will go for this. But if you're not a moron in a hurry, you won't go for this nonsense. And he said, images of the two people with their presumably false names establish absolutely nothing. You know, even if they were Russians, even in that place. That doesn't still tie them to this. And the fact is that it wasn't Novichok. And we know this from various operations. Even if it were Novichok, the other reports, and this is what we talked about when it first came out, and they were trying immediately, Nikki Haley demanding that President Trump immediately send the military into Syria and get involved in there. We said, wait a minute. We've seen this all this stuff happen before. Let's do an investigation first. And as we start doing the investigation, we pointed out the fact that Novichok was being manufactured in areas that, as the Soviet Union fell, the old Soviet Union fell, we sent people in there to try to get these chemical weapons that were being manufactured to get them off of the black market. And so the Russians weren't the only people who had that. And that area was a Wild West, so anybody could have bought it before we went in and started buying it ourselves. And that meant that we then had it ourselves. So even if it were Novichok, which it wasn't, we could have had that. Many people could have had it. Anyway, it doesn't make any sense to just show that they were going in there. They said they showed pictures of them arriving at 2:25 p.m. Saturday, the day before the attack. Showed that they left for London at 4:10 p.m. I think that was the next day. Anyway, they said, well, that was obviously a reconnaissance. So you have Russians who come in directly from Moscow, and then these same Russians are later seen at Salisbury. Maybe we should get the timestamps for that as well. I wonder how quickly, if these two guys can get in the same picture at exactly the same second, I wonder how long it took them. That's the question we should ask. How long did it take them to get to Salisbury then, if they're time travelers, or if they can travel as fast as the comic book Flash? And so we'll look at all this stuff, and as George Galloway said, it is said that after the deadly attack, the two men relied on the notoriously unreliable Sunday train service to get them and to Heathrow to catch their flight back to Moscow. If these are intelligence officers, the Russian state intelligence services have certainly lost the plot. By the way, the timeline means that the chemical agent was smeared on the door, as they're telling us, this was smeared on the door of the Skripal house, in broad daylight on a Sunday. The recklessness of then discarding the chemical weapon in a perfume bottle that was just thrown away at the center of Salisbury is highly suspicious that they would then fly back directly to Moscow after they also failed to kill their targets. And above all, and this is another key point, folks, above all, the big political question is, why would the Russian state carry out such a convoluted situation when it would have been simpler just to put a plastic bag over the head and kill them that way? See, that's the thing. You may have seen the leaked document of the CIA put together back in the 50s talking about how it was preferred to kill people. They said, you want to make sure that it looks accidental. Do something, make it look like an accidental death. You know, cut the brake lines or something. But the best thing that you can do is have them fall from 30 feet or more. Pushing them out of a window is ideal. So why would you go to all this trouble? Why would you have something that is going to be tied in one way or the other to Russia? It absolutely makes no sense. None of this does. And I think the fact that we had Nikki Haley pushing so desperately for this, and the fact that we now have people in the Trump administration saying, as they are starting to shut down the last terrorist stronghold in Syria, as Ron Paul points out, why can't the U.S. just leave Syria alone? Why can't Nikki Haley leave them alone? Ron Paul pointed out that Christians have celebrated Easter in Aleppo this last year for the first time in years. In years. Why? Because the Syrians got rid of McCain's ISIS.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I got one more thing to say about Syria, because that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Skripal poison. That was set up to push the war in Syria. And then I want to get into what is going on with Nike. You know, Bernie Sanders. Bernie has got a Stop Bezos Act. And on the surface, yeah, I'd like to stop Jeff Bezos. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like that kind of money and power being consolidated there, and he is somebody that is really getting himself embedded in the deep state. There's this $10 billion contract and a lot of ethical issues surfacing around that with Secretary of Defense James Mattis and other people that have been involved from the get-go on that. Everybody said this is looks like this was custom-made for Jeff Bezos, a $10 billion contract to put all of the Pentagon's data services on Jeff Bezos's data, Amazon services. They've done the same thing for the CIA and others. I mean, he has become the service provider for the military industrial complex and making unbelievable amounts of money off of that. But I don't like the approach that Bernie Sanders is doing. I agree with the idea that somebody needs to stop Bezos, but I'm going to talk about how that's dangerous. And I'm also going to talk about what's going on as we have this sneaker attack coming from Nike. We have New Balance kicking back on Trump's behalf. We'll talk a little bit about the hypocrisy, not just about the Kaepernick stuff, but what Nike as a corporation is doing to American workers. Before we do, real quickly, I'll tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we have the special for the listeners of this morning program. You can save 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee in either the original or immune support blend. You can get 20% off. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout. And by the way, you know, we've got this story coming out of Houston where they threw some people out of a Starbucks because they had a T-shirt, "I'm an ex-Muslim, ask me why." There was a convention in town, and they were wearing these shirts because they were talking to people on the street about that, engaging them. And they threw him out of the Starbucks. Now, think about that. Think about that. And the fact that these Democrats came after a baker, not because he didn't see these people and say, "You look like you're a homosexual. Get out of my store." That's what these people are doing at Starbucks. I mean, that is, you know, they were demanding that he make something for them in a custom way. Now, if these people had gone in and said to the barista, I want you to take that coffee cream and I want you to, you know, draw a little picture on the top of it, as you've seen people do all the time. If they'd said that to them and demanded that they do something there to attack Muslims, they said, well, I'm not going to do that. Or if they'd done the other thing and said, I want you to do a crescent and a star or whatever, you know, for Islam. Say, well, I'm not going to do that either. I still think that would have been their right not to custom it. They wouldn't have a right not to sell them a cup of coffee. And I don't think they're right to throw them out because they've got a T-shirt that they don't agree with. Just like you have these people in bars throwing people with MAGA caps out. But it's another example of that. So don't go to Starbucks. Get your Wake Up America coffee. You can save it. Get 20% off with the code REALNEWS at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you a couple of other things we have. We have Bodies 50% off. That's our popular turmeric formula. As I said, virtually every chronic illness has been identified with inflammation, and turmeric is very effective at controlling inflammation. So take a look at Bodies. You can get that 50% off. Finally, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back with a new supplier, even better ingredients, and a 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria. Because as Ron Paul said, why can't the United States just leave Syria alone? He says, with the help of his allies, Assad has nearly defeated the foreign-sponsored insurgency that was armed, that was trained, that was supplied by people like John McCain. They have defeated, nearly defeated ISIS. There's one more place that they need to go. And that's why this has all come up again. All this stuff. We've got, as they are closing in on Idlib, you have all these people in the State Department and the military industrial complex, John Bolton and others are saying, well, look out, there's going to be a gas attack. And when there's a gas attack, we're going to send our troops in to stop this. Why does John Bolton and all these other people, why do they want to continually involve themselves in this kind of mechanery, going in and defending ISIS, acting as their air force? We are the air force of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We are their missile defense. And we use this as justification. And so as they see the noose closing in on the last ISIS stronghold, the people that we created, going all the way back to the Mujahideen, these terrorists that we have trained, created, supplied, financed, as they're about to be wiped out, they say, oh, well, we know that there's going to be a false flag there. So Russia went to the State Department. Syria went to the UN and said, we've got photographic evidence right here. Here's our evidence, and we're going to expose what you guys are doing if you try to stage another false flag gas attack like you have done every year for the last 3 years, and then added this Skripal attack in the UK to sex it up this last March. Every year they do that. Every year they try to have a justification for going in there. And so as Ron Paul points out, he said, remember Aleppo? Yeah, do you remember Aleppo? Do you remember when Gary Johnson was asked about Aleppo? I wonder if Gary Johnson remembers Aleppo. I guarantee you Gary Johnson remembers Aleppo. Let's go back and play this clip.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding. No. Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
I don't know what Aleppo is. What is Aleppo? Gary Johnson was totally clueless about that. Like, he wasn't keeping up with the war narrative that was being put out around the clock by all the military-industrial complex Operation Mockingbird press people like MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, constantly talking about the bombing and the suffering in Aleppo, but never talking about the John McCain that was behind all of that. No, that was all just the problem of the Syrians and Assad. And as Ron Paul points out, we were told with Aleppo, look at this, how vicious this war is, the war that was started by John McCain and others. And we're told that, as Ron Paul says, remember, the U.S. was claiming that Assad was planning the mass slaughter of all the people that were left alive in Aleppo after he regained control. As usual, the neocons and the media were completely wrong. Even the U.N. has admitted that Aleppo, back in the hands of the Syrian government, hundreds of thousands of Syrians have actually moved back. We're supposed to believe that they willingly returned so that Assad could kill them. And Ron Paul goes on to say, the truth is Aleppo is being rebuilt. And listen to this, folks. Christians celebrated Easter there this spring for the first time in years. Everywhere where the U.S. goes with its ISIS allies, Christians are eradicated. Assad's not a great guy. I would not vote for him. I would not want him in charge of the American government in any way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, we got a lot of people like Assad already in Washington, D.C. We don't need any more like him. But for whatever he is, and no matter how bad he is, he was more tolerant of Christianity and other religions than anybody that we've ever supported there. And he says, believe me, if there was a slaughter, we would have heard about it in the media. That's right. And so now we got Idlib. And if we go back to President Trump's own special envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk said in Washington just last year that this last stronghold of the John McCain terrorists, that the Idlib province is the largest al-Qaeda safe haven since 9/11, and it is tied directly to al-Zawahiri. This is a huge problem. That's Trump's envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, said that the headquarters, the largest stronghold of al-Qaeda, of ISIS, is there at Idlib. But now you've got John Bolton, and you've got all these other people in the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, saying, oh, if you go after Idlib, there's going to be a gas attack by Assad, and we're going to have to go in there and stop you from attacking ISIS and al-Qaeda. That's what they're talking about. This is absolutely, that's why I said, this is nothing but McCainery that is going on here. And the Russians are on to it. And they're going to stop this. The John McCain, the supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood, as I said earlier in the program. Let's talk real quickly. We've only got, we don't have enough time. I will tell you tomorrow about New Balance. I'll just give you, we got about 30 seconds here. New Balance has tweeted out in support of President Trump. Why would they do that? Well, they opposed, like President Trump, New Balance opposed the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Why? Because New Balance is the only major American company to make or assemble more than 4 million pairs of athletic footwear per year in the United States. And they have to compete against Nike that uses slave labor. That's why Nike can afford to take a $4 billion hit on the stock market. That's why they can afford to spend millions on Colin Kaepernick to start a race war here in America.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.